Stories about near-death experiences fascinate me. I find myself wanting more. The lack of proof of the existence of an afterlife, I believe, is God's way of encouraging us to believe there is one. Without faith, what good is believing? I don't think we'll ever have proof of an afterlife. If one has proof, why believe? It's part of God's gift that includes free will. Anyway, I think near-death experiences are the closest we'll ever get to the proof of an afterlife, an existence after we complete the last square on our calendar. I've read several books about near-death experiences, and for me, they're real page-turners. I can hardly put them down. There's 90 Minutes in Heaven, where a man dies in a car accident only to be prayed over by a preacher and comes back to life. He brings with him his 90 minutes worth of experience. There's Heaven is for Real, about a little boy's astounding story of his trip to heaven and back. It was made into a movie a couple of years ago. And then there's Proof of Heaven, one of my favorites. It's about a neurosurgeon's journey to the other side after suffering from an explosion of E. coli bacteria that develops into bacterial meningitis. Each of these books left me with different bits and pieces of what the next life will be like, or possibly be like. My favorite is Dying to Be Me by Anita Morjani. She relates how, after fighting cancer for almost 4 years, her body, in stage four, began shutting down. As her organs failed, she entered into an extraordinary near-death, where she realized her inherent worth and the actual cause of her disease. She learned that we are all one with the source of all being, God, like a tapestry of all time. Upon regaining consciousness, her condition improved so rapidly that she was released from the hospital within weeks. Morjani said, "The dichotomy is that for true healing to occur, I must let go of the need to be healed and just enjoy and trust in the ride that is life." For me, it was the experiences, while each of these individuals were between the current and the afterlife, that I find thrilling. The apparent fact that that world exists. Morjani says it's impossible to write about her exact experience and what that world is like because she's forced to use a mortal brain and human words to describe the inexpressible. She said that afterworld felt more real than the real world we find ourselves in now. Here's a thought. If there's an afterlife, maybe there's a before life. Why not? Go with me here. Let's just say there is. Can you imagine standing around in this other existence with some others when you hear you've been tapped to go down to Earth to live? Someone next to you says, "Oh man, you've never been there before? You're going to love it. I wish I could go back again." You get to be born in this little tiny shape and have parents and have a body. You have a family and friends to love. You could experience air and trees and water and sand and the ocean. Oh, you just got to go to the ocean. Take your shoes and socks off and stick your feet into the cool, wet sand. It's an indescribable feeling. Oh, you're going to love it. You'll spend your life down there, and when it's over, you'll be back here with us. You're going to have a blast. I wish I could go. It's great down there. I sometimes forget how great I've got it here on Earth. I should enjoy it more while I'm here. Instead, I find myself, most of the time, just stressing it all away. What a shame. What a poor way of using the few square boxes I have left on my life's calendar. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.